This is the Blazing Access Podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Blaze Bryant. Shout out to Vinny, who had a perfect 3 for 3 on Trivia Tuesday, which we haven't had in a while, so that was really good to see, and I look forward to, in the next couple of weeks or so, contributing monthly segments on disability issues I talk about here on the show. I'll be chatting with Vinny on Hudson Mohawk Magazine, which is through the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy, New York. So on to today. Yesterday, I was at an action day, which is why my voice sounds the way it does, doing advocacy on increased funding for independent living centers, increased funding for the Access to Home program, which allows older and disabled New Yorkers to make their homes more accessible through various home modifications, such as widening doorways, walk-in showers, maybe it's eliminating steps to make the entry more accessible. Several things fall under that category of home modifications. And of course, protecting the consumer-directed personal assistance program, which we've talked about before here on the show. And it just keeps confusing me more and more, year by year, as I've been in this space. Why does everything have to be this constant fight? And, like, yes, the budget is one thing. I think we all readily accept that change happens very incrementally, especially when it comes to attitudes of legislators and the budget and all that stuff. What I'm absolutely sick and tired of, and this, I don't know what the solution is. I'm fed up with the fact that here in the disability space, it's almost like we're all competing for the same thing rather than working together and approaching advocacy as one interconnected issue. So let me break this down for you. Increased funding for independent living centers, more programs, more staff to serve people with disabilities, access to home, older and disabled New Yorkers or people in the country have the home modifications they need, protecting the consumer-directed personal assistance program, making sure people have the home care they need. Let's make this one very connected issue, and that is to improve access and quality of life for people with disabilities. The Olmstead decision, Supreme Court case 1999, which said people with disabilities must be able to live in the least restrictive and most integrated setting possible, which is legal speak for their home or another setting that's not an institution. We don't have that approach. It just feels like in coalition building and everything, all of these organizations come together. And while it all sounds really good on the surface, let's not kid ourselves. At the end of the day, the system is just so broken that we're all having to advocate for our own self-interest. That's just how broken the system is. And I really think the only way we can change the broken system is by having one unified approach against the system that says, all right, damn it, we need to fix you. And we need to fix you because you are not helping anyone. That's the approach I think we need to take in terms of breaking down the system. And that's getting marginalized groups involved in advocacy and really being intentional about having marginalized groups work together. So I know this was a long and winding rant, which I didn't necessarily anticipate doing when I turned on the microphone and hit the record button here, but that's sometimes what happens here on the show. I just started talking about my feelings and they all came at you like a firehouse. So let me know what you think. BlaisinShows@gmail.com. That's BlaisinShows@gmail.com. That's where you can send me your thoughts or even your disability questions. I really want to get this new segment off the ground of Ask a Disabled Person. No question is stupid. If you want to remain anonymous, you can just tell me. We just need to be better about educating, and that's why I want to do this segment. You can also subscribe to the Blaze and Access podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the show on Facebook and X at Blaze and Shows, and give us a rating and a review if you have a minute or two, because that helps other people find the show as well. Transcripts are AI-generated and not perfect. However, they do give you a baseline sense as to what I'm talking about here on the show. Tune in for more Disability Perspective tomorrow. I'm Blaze Bryant. Thank you for listening to the Blaze and Access podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Have a great day.